Many Missionaries by Elizabeth Child, based on a true story. I want to be a missionary now. I don't want to wait until I'm grown. Children's Songbook 168. Early one morning, Sam and Lindsay climbed out of their beds and walked to the kitchen. They saw a sign with bright blue letters hanging over the doorway.
Mini MTC,
Lindsay read.
What's MTC?
Sam asked. Just then, Mom walked into the kitchen.
Good morning, and welcome to the Missionary Training Center. You get to be missionaries today.
She handed Lindsay a piece of paper.
Here is your schedule.
Lindsay read the first line.
Prayer and scripture study.
Sam and Lindsay got their scriptures and sat with Mom. Sam said a prayer. Then they read Mark chapter 16, verse 15 together.
And Jesus said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
What do you think that means?
Mom asked.
Jesus wants us to serve the gospel with everyone,
Lindsay said. After scripture study, Lindsay read the next line on their schedule.
Language study.
Mom handed them some sticky notes.
Sometimes missionaries learn new languages. Let's write Spanish words on sticky notes and label things we see.
Sam looked around the kitchen.
How do you say milk in Spanish?
Leche,
Mom said. She wrote it on a sticky note and handed it to Sam. Sam stuck it onto the milk carton.
Leche,
he repeated. Soon, Spanish words dotted the kitchen. For breakfast, they ate panqueques, pancakes, and fresas, strawberries. Next on their schedule was...
Get ready for the day.
We should wear missionary clothes,
Sam said. He ran to put on a white shirt and tie, and Lindsay picked out a purple dress. Sam smiled proudly as Mom pinned a homemade black name tag to his shirt.
Now what?
Missionary service.
Lindsay frowned.
Who can we serve?
Well, Mrs. Mason just had surgery. How do you think we could serve her?
Let's take her lunch and see what we can do to help.
As they walked to Mrs. Mason's house, Lindsay saw the drooping flowers in her yard.
I can water her plants.
I can feed her cat,
said Sam. Lindsay and Sam watered the plants and fed the cat while Mom chatted with Mrs. Mason. When they finished, Sam and Lindsay shook Mrs. Mason's hand.
Is there anything else we can do?
Well, Mrs. Mason said, I could use some cheering up. Do you know any happy songs?
Sam and Lindsay sang their favorite primary song.
I am a child of God, and He has sent me here.
When they finished, Sam and Lindsay saw tears in Mrs. Mason's eyes.
I've never heard that song. It was beautiful. Thank you for everything, especially the song.
Sam and Lindsay were quiet as they walked home.
You've been real missionaries today. You prepared yourself, you served, and you taught the gospel, just like missionaries.
When did we teach the gospel?
When you sang, you shared your testimony that we are children of God. I think that's just what Mrs. Mason needed to hear.
Do missionaries always feel this good? If they do, I am going to be a missionary every day.
The author lives in Utah, USA.
Sidebar. I wanted to invite some friends to Cub Scouts because I knew that they would have a really good time. We all went to Scouts together and had a good time. All of my friends said they wanted to come again. I felt good inside for inviting them. Spencer P., age 10, Arizona, USA.
End of the story, Many Missionaries, read by Shauna Thompson, Chloe and Enzo Patello, Matthew Moore, Kristen Hawkins, and Jane Wise.